This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the Russian private military contractor, Wagner, published on Saturday a short letter to the White House asking what crime his company was accused of after Washington announced new sanctions on the group. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom.
A Russian mercenary group fighting in Ukraine, private military contractor Wagner, fired back at the White House Saturday after Washington on Friday announced new sanctions against the group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Friday that Wagner, which has claimed credit for Russia's battlefield advances in Ukraine, would be designated a significant transnational criminal organization, a move that would freeze any U.S. assets and prohibit Americans from providing funds, goods, or services to the group. On Saturday, the head of Wagner, Evgeny Prigozhin, published an open letter to the White House asking Kirby what crime his company had committed.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets again in Peru's capital as they made clear they refused to stop demonstrating until the country's president, Dina Boluarte, resigns. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Police fired volleys of tear gas after standing watch over protesters that had been blocked into the downtown streets of Lima. The demonstrators appeared to be more organized than the previous day, and they took over key roads in downtown Lima, waving flags while chanting. Many of the protesters had arrived from remote Andean regions, where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country. In Arequipa, Peru's second city, police clashed with protesters that tried to storm the airport. The unrest began after Pedro Castillo, Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background,